let's get right with God, both of us, and let's both work at each other to grow and get closer to God.
Yeah.
Because I think you're already together because of fun. You're already together because you're on the same soccer team, because you're on the same, and you're the choir or whatever.
That's true.
So I think it's a time to get serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello! Our producer Abby just gave us the 3-2-1 countdown, so that means we are live in the chat! Jack, hello.
Hey.
That was Jack that just said, hey, I am Zach. Let's get this thing going.
We're unscripted scripture!
Yeah! No, in all seriousness, I just finished a full day of work. Worked a couple hours and a half. I think it was an hour and a half. But I'm energized. I'm ready for this podcast.
Feel good?
I feel good.
Red Bull or something?
Jack's mom's cooking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she
cooked a good meal.
Yeah, she did. Copycat of our boys at Olive Garden. Yeah. How are you, Jack? Tell me.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Doing well.
Pretty good. All right. All right.
Yeah, the week's going well. We're winding down here at Hump Day and.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going well. I'm excited to get into the word.
We are recording on Wednesday. Today was very nice out. The sun was shining. It's almost moped riding season.
You fixed the other one up?
Yes.
Where are you at with it?
Everything I fix, then another thing breaks. So right now I'm trying to get a kickstart for it. And then another filter.
So it's an ongoing project.
Be good.
It's ongoing through the spring and summer.
I thought I could fix it with one part, and it's been five parts later, and we're still working on it.
Just as long as it's summer ready, man. As long as it's ready for the beach.
That's
right.
Ooh.
Put it on a trailer and just cruise around the beach.
Get ready for those pictures on the Instagram of Jack and Zach riding around.
That's going to be
fun.
That's going
to be a fun one. On the mopeds. Ooh.
That's going to be great.
Oh.
You know what bothers me, man? I mean, it doesn't bother me, but like, okay. When I was reading this week, I had so many like papers in my Bible. Does that ever bother you? That like every time you open your Bible, papers fall out?
So, yes. I had to throw all mine into a box.
Like every like 10 pages, it's like sermon notes.
After
or, like,
the end of the year, I throw all of them into the... Because I don't want to read my Bible anymore because I know stuff is going to fall
out.
It
just falls out.
So, what I do so is annoying. I just restart when I think there's too many things in there.
Do you keep all the papers though, right?
I do, but do you ever go back and look at them?
Sometimes. I keep them in my like nightstand up there.
See,
upstairs.
I don't. Like, maybe I did once, and I was like, what was I writing?
It's fun
for?
To like, I mean, it's good because it's kind of like a journal, like especially if you had big moments in church or wherever youth group, wherever you had. Like, it's cool to see where I was like 5 years ago.
Like, see growing.
Yeah. Or even like looking at my old Bible, I was pretty pumped to like look at how I've grown.
See, this is why I got a journal, so now I carry my Bible and my journal with me.
That's fun.
So I don't have an overload.
Yeah.
That's on the cool. Bible papers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good question there. I'm sure there's some of our listeners go through the same thing.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully you're writing, you're keeping yourself in check, you know, when you're not just relying on the word, but you're also writing down what God's put on your heart, you know, and he's...
Right.
Put that in
and we say that because we're trying to keep you guys accountable.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. That's so this is the accountability podcast.
Accountability. Yeah. What does that mean?
To me, it means,
if anybody listening, like, what does that mean? You know, it can be described a bunch of ways, I think. But I think for us, it's special because I think it's intimate with people, you know, it's how you're growing with other believers. And you know, keeping each other in check.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of keeping in check, staying in your lane, but growth at the same time, getting you to keep moving forward. Because like pushing them to get better, I think it's a push.
Yeah, but it's a challenge too. Like it's not something. I mean, even as we grow older, it gets harder and harder. I think. Especially if you don't have some key people to keep you accountable. But it's about finding the right people in your life that are gonna call you out on things when you don't want to be called out.
Right. Now,
it's very important.
Jack, let me ask you this. Who is your accountability partner?
Oh, man. I think it's you, buddy.
Yeah!
Because Zach and I, we went to high school together. You know, we've been hanging out. Went to the first church together and growing up through youth. So I think we're pretty close in that. Now we're doing this podcast, keeping
You're
us closer
me cry,
every week. Well, right now, I mean, Jenna, too. Jenna holds me accountable a lot nowadays.
Yeah, of course. You
so,
girlfriend.
Sorry.
Nah, it's okay. I guess I could do the same. Nah, yeah, definitely is you and then Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. I almost said Jenna. That'd be weird.
I mean, that's okay, I guess.
Okay.
If you and Jenna are keeping each other accountable, all right.
Oh, okay. Jack is giving me the dust there.
No. He's, yeah. It's fine. But it's good. Like, Zach, we still have trouble laying things out to one another. I think that's something that's even hard with close friends, like people you consider maybe your brothers or sisters. Like, it's hard to lay your burdens and lay your shames on other people. But ultimately, that's what we're called to do as Christians. If we'll look at our first scripture here in 1 John 1:9 says what will happen if we confess our sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
What? Okay, first off, what do you think is tougher, finding a good accountability partner or being once you have your accountability partner, telling them everything?
I think the second. I think the latter. I mean, it's easy to have someone that you call your accountability partner.
Yeah.
Because maybe that means, oh, yeah, we go to breakfast like once a week and we just talk about life and things. But when you get to a moment where you're telling them something that is maybe bringing you to tears or it's something that's been hurting you for so long and you finally give it up to someone, then that's when real stuff happens. You know, that's when real growth starts to come out and you start to recognize that, is this person going to help me on my growth, on my path with God? But it's interesting because it's almost like it's easier to lay our sins up to God than it is to someone else, isn't it?
Yeah.
It seems that way.
Because it seems like you're not, like, once you say it, you're like, oh, that just tasted sour in my mouth.
Yeah.
But when you lay it up to God, it's like, oh, in your head, you're like, oh, yeah, God, I can't be doing this. And
yeah.
Something like that, but... So you're going to the creator of you instead of going to someone who, you know, doesn't care as much as God cares.
Yeah. And that's the struggle too, is that we know God's been with us the whole time, like since the start of the sin, before the sin entered our lives, like He was there watching us, watching our thoughts through it, like watching what we did alone and by ourselves. And nobody else on earth sees that. It just God sees that. And so it's easy to talk to Him about those things because He's been with us for so long. But for someone totally new who might not have any idea what your darkness is, that's scary. That's hard. That makes your heart skip a beat, man. It's tough.
So let's think of this. If someone doesn't have their accountability partner, what are they looking for to get an accountability partner? What do they need to find? Yeah. Like, what are some key components that you need to have, that you need to look for?
Well, I think I don't think an accountability partner, the way we're saying it, is someone that you have to go find. I think all of us have someone in our lives already that we consider close, that we consider a close friend. But we have to be prayerfully considering, are they living for God? Are they going to be someone that's going to help me on this walk? And if they're not, that person can still be a friend, but... Are they going to be the one that's going to help you carry your burdens? And are they going to be walking with you through this? And that's a hard thing. Like, I don't know how you find that out just by continuing to talk to people. Like, you can't be a recluse and hide away and just leave everything up to God, because God wants us to talk to fellowship with other believers. He wants us to meet with people and talk to them. So you have to be looking around and talking to people.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, we'll go push it back to Job. We talked about Job last week. And we said how his three, was it three friends or did it say how many his friends came? And
there was three at the beginning and then him. Someone else came in later. Okay.
So just a whole bunch of people came to comfort him while he was in his worst of time. And we kind of made the joke, like, if you don't have friends like Job, go find friends like Job. Mm. And we're like, wait, why don't we do a whole podcast on that?
Yeah.
Because accountability has been huge for me and Jack being each other's accountability partners and making it this far to stay strong in our everyday lives.
And the fact that, you know, I love the story of Job. Like, that's why we're doing this podcast, is because those guys didn't ask questions. When they saw he was hurting, they just went to comfort him. Mm. They stripped their clothes, they sprinkled ash on their heads, and they sat with him in silence for like a week. Didn't talk to him. Nobody said a word. They just knew he was hurting, and they came to him because of his need. And it sets up a verse in Proverbs 17:17, which says, A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. So a friend always loves you, but your brother is born for the moments when you are suffering. If you consider someone a brother, they are meant to be there when you're hurting. You know, and that's a true, when I think of someone truly holding you accountable, and not like accountable for your sins necessarily, but just being there for you when you're struggling. That's a brother. That's a sister. Like, that's somebody that is holding on to you in that time of adversity. Yeah, that's a really cool verse.
Yeah. Me too. So I just thought of the question. So I asked, how is it hard to find an accountability partner? But what about you? What do you need to do to be a good accountability partner?
Yeah. So what do you think? Like, yeah, what does it look like? For me, like, you're always talking to them. You know, communicating regularly. And I would say almost daily. You know, it's not going to happen, but always be talking to them. You know, it might not be in person, but texting, calling, whatever you can do to check up on each other, sending messages of encouragement. Mm-hmm. I think another thing is setting aside time outside of your designated group times together. So whenever you guys meet, like, with other people, whether it's school, church, work, youth group, Sunday school, small group, whatever it is, set aside time outside of that to talk one-on-one. You know, make that a priority in your life. How about you? What are some things it looks like for you?
Yeah, I'll piggyback off of that and say just going out of your way and making sure, like, you think about that person like you would think of if you were in a relationship. Like, I think of you sometimes as, like, yeah, I'll have to text Jacqueline and, like, I tell her I love her and stuff like that. But then, like, you're right there. You're second. Like, you're my second priority. And I'm like, got to make sure Jack's reading his Bible today. Or just got to give him word of encouragement. Like, and it's just so fun. Like, if I find something in the Bible and I'm like, yo, Jack, just read this today. Dude, this is crazy. Mm. And he can be right there and be like, dude, yes, that is crazy. I just read this. And, like, just to have those joys, have that person that you can have that joy with, and still catch up, like, everyday lives, like, being able to just say, hey, this is what I'm going through. Pray for me in this. Help me out in this. Text me at this time so I don't do this. Mm.
But make it fun. Like, don't make it a task. You know, if you're this close with someone, there's obviously something that you two bond over, you relate over, whether it's you're on the same sports team or you do the same instrument or you like the same food. Like, go do that and then have it, like, one-on-one. Like, go play soccer together. Go lift together.
I agree with you, but I disagree, because I think you are together because you do have fun and you have a great time. But I think it's a time where you need to get serious and be like, hey, let's get right with God, both of us, and let's both work at each other to grow and get closer to God.
Yeah.
Because I think you're already together because of fun. You're already together because you're on the same soccer team, because you're on the same, and you're the choir or whatever.
That's true.
So I think it's a time to get serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely true. And I think another way to, when we look at accountability, transition here is when we get into that moment where we're with somebody and we're looking to reveal something deep or scary in us. We talked about there is hesitation. You know, it's not as easy as talking to God, because that person that you're talking to has the choice to show you grace or to show you judgment. They're human, you know, they're sinful people. And we experience that a lot. Like when people, I've experienced this. People have confided in me and it made me, what they've told me made me feel good about myself. Cause I'm like, wow, I'm so happy I don't deal with that. Huh. I'm so happy that's not me. But I don't think that's the right way to go, because it's all about compassion and love for them. Huge verse here. We both know Matthew 7:3 talks about judgment, and it says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own one? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
That's tough. Like, I go through that with you, where say Jack has a problem speeding and I have a problem speeding, and Jack's like, dude, I went over the speed limit today. Like, where do I come from when I offer him advice? Like, I can't say, oh yeah, like, you're an awful person, like, you need to do this, this, and this to get better, because I also go over the speed limit and I speed. So giving advice is hard, but it's, hey, I learned that if I turn my music down a little, I tend to go under the speed limit. Just kind of give them tips of what has helped you get through your sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, yeah, it's how we battle, you know, hypocrisy and battling, like, you know, fighting the things that we go through every day. Like, my sin's no greater than yours. Your sin's no greater than mine. You know, it's right. Sin is sin. And
sin is sin.
And we have to get that through our heads when we're...
Can we make a t-shirt? We're loving like people. That?
Sin is, I'm sure there's plenty of t-shirts out there.
Oh, man.
Sin is, we can put some unscripted scripture twist on it.
Okay.
Somehow. We got to think about that. Right. We'll talk to the marketing team.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we get to this point, you know, where with accountability with people that, it seems like we only, at least for Zach and I, we've done this a lot. Well, we have this app, this cool app that we use, as a way to keep us accountable online, because there's a lot of things, social media and the internet, that can draw our attention away from the Lord, you know, pull us towards greed, power, lust, all kinds of things. And so this just kind of keeps us in check. We can see what each other's looking at. And like, if something alerts us, we'll be like, hey, why are you looking at that?
You know, quick text.
Quick text.
Today, really cool. I got alerted that you watched Dude Perfect. I don't know
Dude
why.
Dude Perfect.
But yeah, you watched Dude Perfect, so I should have texted you, man.
Yeah, like, man.
Why are you watching Dude Perfect?
Oh, Dude Perfect's cool, man.
I don't know. I got an alert. I don't know. I got an alert.
Perfect. But it's cool. I like that, because we're catching things before they become bad. You know,
right?
I got this cool story. I'll read it real quick. I found it online from a website called Bible.org. So two men were fishing in a stream when they noticed that a nearby bridge was falling apart. Every time a vehicle would drive across it, another piece would fall and the entire bridge would shake. Finally, after a large truck passed over, the bridge completely fell apart in the middle. The two fishermen knew that if a car came around the bend, the driver would never know that the middle of the bridge was gone. The whole thing would come crashing down, damaging the vehicle and injuring the driver badly. And one of the men looked at the other and said, we've got to do something. What would be the Christian thing to do? And his friend thought for a moment and replied, build a hospital. It does seem that many in Christendom would rather build a hospital than put up a warning sign. We tend to deal with things after the fact instead of taking preventative action. We often allow a person to come to a very bad state before we get involved. And nowhere is this more clearly seen than in the absence of protective accountability among Christians. So,
story time with Jack again. Can we give a round of applause for Jack?
Thank you.
Yeah, Jack.
The gist of it, I mean, the gist is that the warning sign is more important than the hospital, at least in this author's eyes, because you want to catch the disasters before they strike. And so that's why I brought up this app that Zach and I are doing. It's been very helpful for us.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Caught things like before they turn into much worse sins down the road.
Before then, it was harder to say, oh, yeah, I'm sinning right now. Text me and stop me.
Yeah.
Like, this gives someone something else that texts you and says, hey, I'm about to mess up.
Yep.
And then it's always like, even after the fact, you don't really want to text person and say, I messed up.
Yeah, it's scary.
So now it makes the sin, it puts the sin in the front, and it's more seen.
Right there. And I think that's what's so important about regularly checking up with your accountability partner. Regularly sending them words of encouragement, talking about your day, meeting with them one-on-one, because that's going to improve facing sin in the future. It's all about spiritual growth with the Lord, and this person is going to help you do that, and you're going to help them in their walk. And that's the truth in accountability. I think that's what Zach and I are learning too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really cool. And so I think that's all we got for you today. Very cool stuff. We challenge you guys to look at what good accountability looks like in your life. Who is that person that's going to walk with you, that's going to cry with you, laugh with you, love with you in your walk with the Lord, and keep you accountable for your sins and your mistakes, just as you will for theirs. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. You can find that all in the description. Rate and review us here on the platform, and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, I'm Jack and Zach, and we're Unscripted Scripture.